Hey, tonight is Monday night, May 11th, or 22nd day of the month of Iyar. This is the Gemara Shir, Masech HaZmoit, Kut, and Davrava Medbeiz. Okay, Rabotai, we're on Davrava Medbeiz, and we'll learn a couple of lines of Gemara, which revolve around totally one word which appears in the Rif text that does not appear in our text. And that one word is critical and changes the entire interpretation or how our sugya is proceeding. So the Gemara had said on Daf Amud Beis several statements. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda made him a statement that if you have a field which was mituneness, always moist, you're allowed to water that field on Chol HaShemoed due to the fact that it's thirsty for water, and if you're not going to, it's going to, cause damages. Now that was agreed upon by all. Nobody seems to disagree. Then the Gemara quotes a brisa, which says, "Kishamru asu lahashkosin b'moed, lo amru ela bizram shalosh asum lifnei amoed, avozram shishasu lifnei amoed mushul lahashkosin b'moed." Mutter. Fine. The Ein Mashkin Soda Grid. One thing that the Brisa confirms is that a Soda Mituneness you're allowed to water. And the Brisa also says Ein Mashkin Soda Grid Bemoed. You are not permitted to water a field that can survive without water. It's rarely watered. If it's rarely watered, we're not going to suddenly allow you to water on Chol HaShemoed. But that, apparently, is only Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's opinion, without the Mishnah, without the Braisa identifying him as such. How do I know that that's a minority opinion? Because 1 second later, the Gemara says, V'chachamim omrim, V'chachamim matirin bazeh u'bazeh. The Chachamim allow both cases. What both cases? Number one, even if a field has not been watered, has been shalosh asu lifnei hamoed. If you have a field that was not watered before Chol HaMoed, so the first opinion said you're not allowed to water it on Chol HaShemoed. Only if you watered it before, you're also allowed to water on Chol HaShemoed. So the Chachamim disagree with that and allow you to water a field. Okay, I'm not going to go repeat which type of field it is. You know, we went through that. But the Chacham allow you to water a field, whether it has been watered before Chol HaMoed or not. And the Chacham allows Soda Grid, a field that is never watered. Suddenly on Chol HaShemoed, you would like to water it. You are permitted to do so according to the Chacham. That's what the Gemara said. Now the Gemara is going to say, Amar Ravina, Shma Mina, Hai Tarbitza, Shari Litarbutze Bechula de Moada. Rashi says, Tarbitza is a Gina. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to be Marbitzin. Litarbutze. So we said that Tarbutze means to lightly water, or sprinkle, lightly water. You're allowed to go ahead and lightly water a field. Now, shmamina means, I derive it from the previous case. So what of the previous case am I deriving? And then, how does the Gemara bow about to the proof? So we're going to read it the way the text appears in our Gemara. Sada grid, my timer. Why are you allowed to water a Soda Grid? So who is the author of the statement who says you're allowed to water a Soda Grid? The Chachamim. So I'm learning down a Gemara like Rashi, that our Gemara is operating according to the Chachamim only, who allow you to water a Soda Grid. Now why does the Gemara allow you to operate, why do the Chachamim allow you to water a Soda Grid? The Afla Mashvi lo charfa, because there is no real damage if you don't water it. There is none. But if you do water it, it's going to grow a little faster. It's going to grow a little faster. And growing a little faster is not called harvacha. And it's not a situation where I am violating the isur of where I have to be concerned about hefsed. So the chachamim will allow it, just as they allowed by sodah grid. So what did the chachamim allow by sodah grid? According to the chachamim, they allow you to water with sodah grid, despite the fact you never water it all year. So why suddenly am I going to allow you to water it in Chol HaShemoed? Obviously, if you would not have watered it, nothing would happen to it. How do I know nothing would happen to it if I don't water it? Because I didn't water it last week. I didn't water it last month. I didn't water it last millennium. I don't water it. So nothing's going to happen to it. So why did the Chachamim allow you to water a Sadeh grid? Based on the fact that they allow you to do something that will enhance the speed of the growth. Obviously, if it's not watered and suddenly you do water it, whatever is growing is going to grow a little faster. Okay. And it's not much tircha, it's just a light sprinkling. So just as the Chachamim allowed you to water a sadeh grid, so too Ravina, Ravina, will allow you to water a garden, a tarbitza. Kacha lomeid Rashi. That's how Rashi learns. And again, that's the way our text seems to support what's happening. So Rashi and the Balamor learn this particular way. Rashi and the Balamor learn that Ravina is drawing support from the Chachamim who allow you to water a sodah grid. But had the halacha been like Rabbi Eleza ben Yaakov, who prohibits you to what? To water a sadeh grid, he would not allow you to water a tarbitza. He would not allow you to water a tarbitza. Now, Tosis has a little difficulty with that. Because there is a well-known statement. Take a look at Tosis, B'dibur HaMaschil, Shari L'Tarbutze. V'kasha Hokaimalon Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer Kav Vinaki. There is a statement often quoted that Rabbi Eliezer's Torah is absolutely pure. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, if there's nothing wrong with it, why suddenly are we going to paskin like the Chachamim? Why suddenly should we paskin like Chachamim? And he can't imagine that Ravina would be ignoring the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Tosis can't imagine it. And we'll get back to Tosis' Shita in a little while, but I just want to plant a little seed why some Rishonim will disagree with Rashi, because Rashi claims that the sugya of Ravina only works according to Rabbi Eliezer, only according to the Chachamim. But had the halacha been like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we would not allow you to water the gina, the tarbitza. However, if you take a look at the riff, on the sheet that we distributed. And the riff writes, V'ha de diek minei, and that which Ravina, the diek minei Ravina, v'amar, shma mina, hai tarbitza, shorilit tarbutze, hai tarbitza, shorilit tarbutze, bichula de muada, that which you are permitted to what? To water your garden, So now look at the next couple of words. Akshinanle. The Gemara is not going to bring any proofs from sadeh grid. But what's the Gemara be doing? Challenging Ravina, who said that you're allowed to water the Gina. How will the Gemara challenge sadeh grid? By doing the following. How will the Gemara challenge Tarbisa? Sadeh grid my time alone, why is it that you are not allowed to what? To water a Sada grid. Whose opinion is that? That you're not allowed to water a Sada? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov say you're not allowed to water a Sada grid? Why? Because afla l'shavuye charfa. All you want to do is what afla is like the pasuk in Parshas Va'era that the barad struck. Everybody asked the question: what did barad destroy that Dever already didn't take care of? What? Ki afilos heina. They were very very young. They were late in maturing. So if they were late in maturing, the Dever couldn't eat it up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now sends the Bara to what? To take care of it. So all you're doing is making sure that these crops, which are afla, which are what? Late blooming, that you're going to make sure they grow a little faster. Well, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, that type of activity they don't allow in Chol HaShemoed. What type of activity do I allow in Chol HaShemoed? To prevent what? Hefseid. Only to prevent loss. If I don't water this Sdai grid, what will happen? What's going to happen? The slow developing, late developing grains or whatever it is will develop later. Nishkefarloch. Hachanami. Aflo la shvuye charfa velo parik. And our Gemara now says that the tarbitza is the exact same thing. What will be accomplished if I lightly water my garden? It will hasten the what? The development of the crop. For hastening development of the crop, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I'm not allowing that in Chol HaShemoed. Velo parik. Did Ravina answer him? Did Ravina rebuff that challenge? No. Ravina did not rebuff that challenge. So what happens in the end of the sugya according to the Rif? What happens at the end of the sugya according to the Rif? You're not allowed to water your garden. You're not allowed to water the garden on Chol HaShemoed. Because the Gemara is doing the exact opposite what Rashi thought the Gemara was trying to compare to the Sada grid. Rashi believes that the Gemara is offering Sada grid as a proof to support Ravina's conclusion. Hence, Rashi believes that the proof is only according to the Chachamim. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, indeed, it would be prohibited. And the Lashon of our Gemara doesn't seem to be any place that it's challenging the proof. The Lashon seems to flow smoothly. Yeah, but the Rif says that the text reads Va'akshinan Le. And now we ask a question. And Sada Grid, not my time of what is okay, but adds one crucial word. Sada Grid, my time. What's the next critical word? Lo. Why don't I allow you to what? To water a Sada Grid. That word lo does not appear in our text either. Does not appear in our text.
We need that Shinon like part. We couldn't just say the low. Is that
it? Could have been. It could have been. Yes. It could have been.
Also, has the Rif learned the Gemara right afterwards? Then we bring a Raya, we bring a Brisa which contradicts, you know, against our Mishnah which says that it's Mudder, saying that it's also. So.
Oh, we find many times a Brisa that disagrees with a Mishnah.
No, I know, but the flow it's better the way we have it now because. To bring support to say that why it's mutter, and then we ask Kasha from a Brisa to show that it's usser. But from just according to the Rif, we're concluding now that it's usser, then what's the Kasha right afterwards?
Where's the Rakasha afterwards?
Right afterwards, is the Tana Rabbanan.
No, the Tana Rabbanan is going to be something else. Marbitz and Sada Lavan. Avaloba Moed.
Right.
That's. Okay, so the Abalobimoed.
Right, then we just concluded according to
way. Okay, but that's because. Okay, so Rashi, I failed to tell you. Rashi says that what is the discussion about that we're what that which we're allowing only is Soda Beis Hashalachin. That's the discussion in the previous Gemara. So the next Brisa is not commenting anything about what we are talking about. Rashi says it black and white. that the sugya is talking about, the debate, whether we offer support for Ravina or not, according to Rav Shemidu, the case is talking about, it's a sada shalacha. Stay shalacha.
So Tosus likes this.
What? Tosus will like this. Correct. Now the Ramban spends lots of time trying to tell you why the Rif is 100% correct, and the reason why he does so is because the Baal Amar said the Rif is wrong. As I told you, the Rif, the Rashi believes that the Baal Amar agrees with Rashi, and Rashi says the Gemara is coming to what? To support it. And I once took a course with Chaim Soloveitchik, and he said the tendency of the yeshiva world, including this respected yeshiva YU, is right away to go into the longus of what might be a machloikis between the Ramban and the Baal Amar and everything else. And what might be at the heart of the debate? Simply they had a different text. That simply was driving the difference. And he said, how can anybody open up their mouth and try to offer conceptual analysis of a machloikis to Rambam and the Ravid if the Rambam had one text and the Ravid had a completely different text? And that's why you know the argument. Once you know that, you don't have to offer lumdus. So it's a waste of time. Because I know what the correct answer is. And he would go around proving with illustration after illustration. And one of his notorious examples with somebody in his shir was that if the Kesef Mishnah, as you well know, Kesef Mishnah, or the first thing the Kesef Mishnah does on the Rambam is cite the citation which the Rambam drew his support from. The Rambam writes in his introduction, I will never cite a source because I don't want you to argue with me. If you cite sources, you can reinterpret it. So here I'm telling you, this is the halacha. I'm not telling you where I got it from. It could be a Bavli or a Shalmi. I'm not telling you. The Kesef Mishnah's first task is, where he writes, Bava Metziah here, Shamdana, just check it out. So one time the Kesef Mishnah quoted a Tosefta, and Reb Chaim comes into the shir, Chaim Soloveitchik comes to the shir, and he says, okay, what does Kesef Mishnah say? And the kid says, oh, because he's showing the Rav Tosefta, that's the basis. He says, you idiot. You never even checked the Tosefta to see that there are three different readings in the Tosefta? Which Tosefta do you open up? The one in the back of the Gemara, which has 50,000 mistakes? Did you bother open up Lieberman's Tosefta Kipshuta, which is the most accurate version? Did you bother? Out, and he would throw them out. That is called unprepared, in his words, if you don't check three all versions of the Tosefta quoted by the Kesef Mishnah. That's why he never had anybody in his class, because he used to throw everybody out. So anyhow, so the Ramban, as a result of the fact that the Baal Amar decided to argue with the Rif, he now says, I have to defend the Rif. And he says as follows. If he believes, the Ramban believes, that as Rashi does, he agrees with Rashi, that the text, the case of what we are debating, is a Sdei Beit HaShalachin. So just to remind you, what is a Sdei Beit HaShalachin? A field that might be on a terrain from which it will not get adequate rainfall. So we have to supplement it. If the halacha was that all you're doing is what? All you're doing here is speeding up the potential growth, not avoiding hefset, but potential growth. So have we come across ever, since we started Moed Katan, that there is an iser to speed up the growth of something? Have we ever come across that Chazal prohibited something or allowed something simply to speed up growth? What has been two determining factors that we've operated with all along? One, if there's no tircha. Two, if there's hefset. Good. So this sprinkling process obviously involves no tircha. Now, if you don't go ahead in this Beit HaShalachim. If you don't sprinkle it, we said, is there going to be any hefsed? Absolutely not. Not. Well, if that's the case, why does Rashi and everybody have to be a stickler that what type of a field is it talking about? Only a stay Beis HaShalachim. Why couldn't we allow such an activity even where? Even a stay abal. Why? Because there's no tircha, and I haven't found any reason to prohibit it. Because the only time where you definitely say something is mutter is if it's to avoid hefsed. So that's not a factor. I will definitely prohibit if there is a lot of tircha. Well, here there isn't. So by what grounds do you suddenly make a distinction if you're going to be matarit, to be matarit only for what case? For a stay Beis HaShalach. If the Rif is right, that the Gemara is here to prohibit it, so now I have no kashas. If for a Beis HaShalachin it is prohibited, Kal v'chaymer, ben b'noi shalva kal v'chaymer, that for a stay abal, it's also awesome. So that's one thing which the Ramban says supports the Rif. Because had Rashi and the others been right, there'd be no reason to say I will allow it only for a stay Beis HaShalachin, but will not I will not prohibit it, I will not permit it for a stay Habal. That's number one.
For stay Habal, the implication that it does need the water?
A stay Habal means that it has it might get its adequate rainfall, water from the rainfall. Because it's slat.
So what's the Kal v'chomer?
Because if I don't allow it for a Beis HaShalachin, certainly I'm not going to allow it for a stay abal. If a Beis HaShalachin, which might need a little water, and I don't allow it in any event, even just to accelerate the growth, I don't have to have any discussions about a stay abal. Of course it's us. Now, the Ramban further adds that the Gemara's initial comparison might have been somewhat compared not to a Sada grid, but to a Sada mituneness. In what way will a little garden suddenly be compared to a Sada mituneness, which the Chachamim allow, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov might prohibit, not according to the Brisa does prohibit. What might be a similarity in that regard? So we said that Sada Mituneness is what? Is a field that's constantly moist. Either, now why is it constantly moist? Because it probably has a little spring underneath it. So the water is always seeping up. So in a garden, Tarbitza is a garden, says the Ramban. Usually a little home garden. In a garden, there are often what's called achsadrot. Achsadrot. What is an achsadra? A little porch. Exactly. Now, when people want to have a little relaxation, they get out of their house. And where do they sit? They sit by the garden. Now, if it's going to be boiling hot sun, you don't sit in the garden. So what is the function of this little porch? Not just to have a sitting place, but what else? Shade. To provide a little shade. Well, the shade extends, this achsadra, says the Ramban, extends over the what? Over the gina. So what happens when you water something and it's not exposed to the sun? It stays moist. It doesn't what? Dry up as quickly. So now the Gemara had a havamina of saying the following. Just as Sada Mitunenes was what? Is you're allowed to water it according to the Chachomim. So too, I would imagine that Tarbitza, you're allowed to water as well. And then the Gemara answers, no. There's no comparison between a sadeh, mitunenes, and what? And a garden. Even though there is this achsadra. To what should you compare the gina? To a sadeh grid. That's what you should compare it to. And by Sada Grid, we do not allow, according to the version of the Bala, the Rif, we don't allow you to water the Sada Grid. So too, we will not allow you to what? To water the garden. But in the Havamina, says the Ramban, there is a possibility that before the Gemara rejected and said, lo, I want to compare my garden to a Sada Grid, what was the Gemara's initial attempt? To compare it to a Sada Metunenes. And a Sada Metunenes, according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to water it because since it's constantly being exposed to water, we're afraid if you don't water it, something might happen. So maybe the same thing should apply to the garden. Totally rejects that. Totally rejects that. Then the Ramban says, I became my own, what do you call that? Sefer, when you multi Gersos book, what do you call that? We want to check all the Gersos. No. The Gersos in the Gemara. What? Are, you know, hi.
Oh, in the back.
Concordance. Not Concordance in Tanakh. But there is Dikduke Sofrim. The Rambat, the Dikduke Sofrim. All that does is bring various Gersot for. For different sugyas. So the Ramban says almost, I became a Dikduke Soifrim on this particular sugya, and I searched every available manuscript, and the majority of the manuscripts have the word lo in it. My timer lo. So since the majority of the manuscripts that I found have the word my timer lo, under those circumstances, you now have to adopt that that is the correct shot, and the Gemara is rejecting, not supporting Ravina's conclusion. Not Ravina's conclusion. Yeah. The Meiri offers another interpretation, and he comes the most bold as to what we're going to allow. Since there is, everyone agrees that there is very little, if any, tircha in taking your little flower pot and watering your garden. That's not considered much effort. Therefore, as law, we will not only allow such an activity to prevent hefsed, for after all, to prevent hefsed, what did we allow? Full-blown watering. So when Ravina comes along and says, I want to allow what? Just sprinkling or light watering, it's even for laharvacha. Even for laharvacha. Namely, had I not done so, I would have no way of getting this, let's say I have an order on time, a deadline, an order that has to be made, for right after Yontif. Well, if I don't get this thing to grow, I'm never going to reach the deadline. So that is for the opportunity to make profit after Yom Tov. Nothing's going to happen to it if it doesn't grow right now. Under those circumstances, says the Meiri, Ravina is trying to be matir that. How do I know he's... What is he now trying to prove it from? Also from Sada Grid. What happens by Sada Grid? The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to go ahead and water it fully. Water it fully. Now, you can't say it's to avoid hefsed. How do I know you can't say it's to avoid hefsed? Because you didn't water it for 6 months and nothing happened? So the only reason why anybody might want to water what? A Sada Grid is because you want to gain something that would not have happened had you not had the watering at this time. Therefore, I'm going to allow you to even water your garden, even if it would lead to profit, not just to accelerate the pace of growing, but actual profit as well. So says the Meiri. The Meiri. But again, what revolves around this case is the text of the Gemara. Rashi had one text. The Rif had another case. Plus, as a result, who is the person supporting? According to Rashi, it's only the Chachamim. According to the Rif and most others, the focus is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. You want to know why Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? That you can revert back to Tosfos. Because Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav Vinoki is always crystal clear and that's why if you look at the top of the right, I didn't focus that the page before, but the Rif writes that the halacha is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Afagav Dehu Yachid B'makam Rabin. Normally, if you wanted to establish the halacha, of course, who would the halacha be like? Like the Chachamim, of course. But it's only because it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mishnah So, Kavinaki, says the Rif that I'm going to paskin like him. Yeah. Okay, let's continue the Gemara and then two difficult Rambams. Tana Rabbanan. Now here, there's also two different texts. And it's a very big difference. In our text, it says, Marbitzin sada lovin b'shviyis avalo b'moed. Yet, the Bach tells us, who is it, the Bach? What? The Gra. The Guin says, where's the Guin on the page? Hagos Hagra. On the left-hand side of the page, he says, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Marbitzin. Very big difference. Whether you put the word Ein or Marbitzin. So right now we're going to read the way the Gemara appears in our text. Tana Rabbanan, so the Braisa says, Marbitzin stay lovan b'shviyis avolo b'moed. Stay lovan is a field that grows grain. It grows grain. And Rashi says, what type of a field is this? Take a look at Rashi Sdeilavan, Beis Habal. So we're talking about this would be an enormously lenient brisa, that we would allow you to water a wheat field, marbitzin, at least lightly water a wheat field, even for a Sde Habal, only for Shemitah and not for Chol HaMoed. Only for Shemitah and not for Chol HaMoed. Now, what might be the rationale that for Chol HaMoed I will not allow it, but for Shemitah I will allow it? What might be the rationale? Yeah?
Well, we will make a difference.
What?
5 days will make a difference.
Where?
For Chol HaMoed. So wait.
But Shemitah, a whole year, okay, interesting. You don't water something for 5 days, it can survive. But Shemitah is an entire year. If you don't water it, okay, that's a very good svara. Good svara. Others say that there's another reason why you might do it. What is the only concern, as we've said 50 times today alone, what is the only reason why you're not allowed to do anything on Chol HaMoed? Tircha. Good. Tircha, well, we said harbitzin, just sprinkling, that's not much of an effort. There is no isur of tircha on shviyas. What is the concern by Shemitah?
To grow something.
To engage in melacha that is prohibited during the Shnas HaShemitah. To engage in melacha that is prohibited during the Shnas HaShemitah. So, under what category would you now place hashka'ah? We are going to read the pasuk this coming Shabbos, Abba Aleinu L'Toivah. So we heard it already, Shabbos to Mincha, and we heard it this morning. So what exactly does the Torah prohibit? Sadcha lo sizra. Good. What else? Vakana sizmar. What else? Esfiach kizircha lo silake. Lo sivtzar. So the Torah prohibits two things, zria and kitzira. Good. Does that include watering? No. So most Rishonim say that what's running through this Bryce's opinion is that since you operate on the opinion, we discussed this part of it as well, you operate under the opinion that what? That the only melachos which are also midda oraisa are those melachos that are mefurish bekra, black and white of the pasuk. Hence, hashka'ah is only midda rabbanan. Since I'm doing watering in a manner which is not really watering. It's not the way people normal water is. Take a little flour and sprinkle. When you water, you water. You take out the holes and you hose it down and so on. Or you drop buckets of water on it. Therefore, Chachamim did not prohibit it. That's one explanation. One explanation. Ask the Gemara, V'hotanya, Marbitzin Bein B'moe Bein B'Shvius. There is another braisa that says you're allowed to do harbatza not only during Shemitah, but even during Chol HaMoed as well. Amar Funa, no problem. Loi Kasha, HaRabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, HaRabbanan. We already saw in our Mishnah, in our other first braisa, that there is a debate. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Machmir, and that he is the author of the first braisa, and the Chachamim are the author of the second braisa, and therefore they allow it not only in Shemitah, but also during Chol HaShemoed. Chol HaShemoed. So now, take the sheet for a second. Back of the page, it says page number 2. So this is Perek Ches of Hilchos Yontov Halacha Gimel, and we don't have to do the whole Rambam, where it's the last line of the page in front of you. Umarbitzin es hasode b'moed. Marbitzin es hasode b'moed. You're allowed to what? Sprinkle the field during Shemitah. During Chol HaMoed. Shekol elu hadvarim ein behem torech yoser. All of these things that I just told you happen to what? Are have no tircha, therefore I'm going to allow it. So in light of the Gemara's answer, who is the Rambam Paskin like? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or the Chachamim? Chacham. Asks the Ravid, just read the rest of the Perek, and you'll see that the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. For example, look at the beginning of Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet is one of the cases which the Braisa quoted as part of the Machloikis Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. The case was Zra'im Shelo Shasu Me'erev Yantav. Or Zra'im Shishasu Me'erev Yantav. If I watered my vegetables before, or my grain before, Chol HaShemoed or not. So the Gemara said, if you just go back for a second to the Gemara, just one second. It's the second line of the Gemara. We read it tonight. Tanya Nami Hachi. Kishe Amru Asru Lahashkosen B'moed Lo Amru Ela B'Zraim Shelo Shasu Milifnei HaMoed Avo Zraim Shishasu Lifnei HaMoed Mutu Lahashkosen B'moed. Okay? And who said that it's mutter in both cases? The Chachamim. So who must be the author of the first case? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So now let's see what the Rambam says. Zra'im shelo shasu b'lifnei hamoed, lo yashke b'moed. If you have something growing before Yom Tov and you did not water it, says the Rambam, you're not allowed to water in Chol HaShemoed. M'nei shehein tzrichen mayim rabim. Why is it that what? You're not allowed to water plants that have what? Not been watered before Chol HaShemoed? Because sprinkling ain't going to be enough. They are so dry by the time it reaches Chol HaMoed that you're going to have to what? Bring lots of buckets and that'll lead to Tirch. No, whose opinion is that? According to the Braisa, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Asks the Ravid, Rama, what are you doing? In one halacha, you said halacha is like what? Like the Chachamim. The next halacha, you said halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So look at the last line of the Ravid, what he says, what you have to do for this. Just one second. The last line of the Ravid, which he writes, V'sof davar kol hadvarim tzrichim tikud gadol. The Rambam needs a major repair job. End of discussion. So kol hadvarim tzrichim tikud gadol. Rambam needs a major repair job. That's the rivet for you. Yeah.
In Halacha Gimel, it's talking about the Sada Lacha. Right? That's where he says, Marbitz Mesasev Moed, he's talking about the Sada Lacha. What is that?
No, that's not that necessarily true.
What, you mean, what's the Sada
Lacha? No, he says in Maisolah Lacha, Mutala Hashkosa is Pula. Now Marbitzin, we're talking about Marbitzin. Marbitzin doesn't mean Lahashkosa is Kula.
No, but when it says Umarbitzin is a set of Bemoi, is Hassad that referred to Hassad Alafa?
No. He's just quoting any field. The way the Brisa quoted the Lashon. Marbitzin is Hassad.
He's consistent with Tircha.
What?
The Rambam's consistent with Tircha. That's his line. There's no Tircha.
Okay, but he's saying the Rambam in effect invented that. Because the Gemara should have said that. That the Gemara should have said, even though Me'ikur Hadin, you should be able to water it, we're going to put a gzera that if you had not been Shasu, Milifnei Achag, but who's he paskinat? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Chacham are going to create that gzera. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov prohibits it in any event. So the Chacham should have said something. The Chacham shouldn't say blanket. The Chacham Matirin. Not the Chacham Matirin. Chacham Matirin ekronit, fundamentally. But we're prohibiting it because there's a gzeir, I'm afraid that it's going to lead to too much tercha. So it's hard to understand, you know, how does the Rambam, you know, it's hard to jive with this particular Rambam. It's a little difficult. Yeah, that's point number one.
But if you have Rashi's gears on the Gemara seems to say that. Marbitzin seems to say that Marbitzin is Sada, right? I mean, that's our Girsa.
Marbit, correct. But the Gemara says that's only the Chacham's opinion. What quotes the Brisa 2 seconds later, even if there is. V'hotanya, we learned the question in the Brisa, ain't Marbitzin. So the Gemara said, Ho Rebbe Leza ben Yaakov, Ho Chachamin. The Gemara's not saying a different Girsa. The Amar Beitzin is another Brisa.
But Ravina comes later on.
The Ravina's before. This is not to a Ravina any longer.
Oh.
This is after Ravina. The Gemara simply quotes a Brisa Tanu Rabbanan.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, in general, many try to understand why is it that the Ravid uses this type of very harsh language and many such other expressions which we've seen in the past. It's not worth the paper it's written on. Children think this way. What's running through the Ravid's mind? Why? So some say that because the Ravid almost misinterpreted the Rambam's intent in his introduction to Sefer to the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam actually writes these words, and I'll show it to you one next in his Nakdama. That once I have my book, you don't need any other books. You don't need any other books. I'm here. Now, he never meant that you should stop learning Gemara. Never meant it. But the Ravid apparently thought he meant that. And therefore, what do I have to do with this Mr. Rabbi Shib and Maimon? I got to deflate him a little. Because the masses were gaining enormous, were saying, oh, the Rambam says, just learn my Rambam. And he meant it for what? For practical halacha. Don't forget there wasn't a little book printed every day, how to say Asher Yatzar, how to say this, how to say Baruch Nei B'Samim, 68, no books about that. There's no Shulchan Aruch, there's nothing, no Mishneh Berurah, nothing. So the Rambam wrote the only code on all of Torah Shabbat Peh. Because all of the previous codes only handled halacha l'maisa. If there was no halacha l'maisa, the Rif didn't open up his mouth. The Rush didn't open up his mouth. None of those who coded were ancient. The Rambam says, I'm going to make an all-encompassing code, every single halacha, whether it's applicable today or not. So he meant it, l'toivas klal Yisrael, to somehow, change it. The Rambam's not always right. So if he's not always right, if I show you that there are holes in his thinking, in his psak halacha, you'll shy away from his recommendation that there are no other books needed except for mine. Others claim it was simply an element of jealousy that the Ravid was, the Rambam had gained such enormous popularity so quickly that, you know, he was a little, in France, he was a little jealous that even in France that the Rambam had gained credibility. And he's, you know, he's eichet a human being to the Ravid, and you know, that's why he writes the way he does. Something that we try to tell our Talmidim to avoid speaking this way, but it's interesting, you know. Yeah. Somebody once commented that there have been more books written about the Rambam than any other book in Jewish history, and there are thousands, literally thousands, of books of Perushim on the Rambam. So the Rambam, who said, once I have my book, you don't need any more books, has spawned more books than any other book in Jewish history. I'm a Gevaiter, says the Gemara. Tanya Idach, we learned a third Braisa. Marbitzin stay lavan, Erev Shvius, Kadeshi Yetzu Yirakos b'shvius. You're allowed to water a field, a grain field, Erev Shemitah, so that what? The grain grows during Shemitah. V'lo od. Elisham marbitzin sodolavan bishvias, kidei sheyetzu yirokos l'motzoi shvias. So that vegetables will grow when? Right after Shemitah. Right after Shemitah.
Is this doctored, marbitzin, as opposed to regular Hashgah?
That's correct. We keep using, that's correct. So, take a look at Rashi. Kidei sheyetzu b'shvius, aval lo yashke b'shvius. Kidei sheyetzu b'shvius. We're only going to allow you to engage in this type of activity to produce something motzoi yom tov, but not to produce on yom tov itself. To produce on yom tov itself. On Shemitah itself. That's correct.
Right, so,
that's the first part. The second one is on Shvius for Motzoi Shvius. Right. So now, take a look at the next Rambam on the next page. Now, Rambam writes, Mashkin beis hashalochin b'shvius v'hi soda hazria shitzmeya b'yoser. Okay. So tell me, you're allowed to water a field, a beis hashalochin field, because it needs lots of water and it gets very thirsty. Okay. Where did Rambam get that from? He doesn't say marbitzin. He says mashkin. That means to really water the field. Where did the Rambam get that from?
He doesn't put any qualification.
None whatsoever. V'chein stei ha'ilanos. Im hayu meruchakim ze mizeh yeser mi'eser lebeisa moshkin esamay me'ilan le'ilan. Avalo yashku kol hasadeh. So we saw in the previous Mishnah that if you have trees that are X number of distance, you're allowed to, you know, dig the little canal to allow the water to trickle from one to the next, but you're not allowed to water the field, it's the whole field itself. But where did the Rambam get Mashkin Beis Hashalochim B'Shvius V'hi Sodeh Hazria Shitzmeya B'Yoseh? Where did he get that from? What? Which Mishnah? Correct. That's exactly what the Kesef Mishnah says. Don't get so startled about the Lashon of his Braisa. His Braisa is almost not necessary. Why? Because I have a much greater Chiddush in the first Mishnah, namely, that you're allowed to water. That's the first words of the Mishnah. Mashkin Beis HaShalachin B'moed HaBishviyas. Exactly. A Beis HaShalachin, they made an extenuating circumstance. No problem whatsoever. So, if there is a brisa that says that marbitzin stay lovin b'shvius kadei sheyotzu l'gamaksh, or marbitzin sada lovin erev shvius kadei sheyotzu b'yak, what does the Rambam have in mind here? You're allowed to do this on Shemitah. So Ben Benoy shall call the Chaymid, that what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to do it before Shemitah, and you're allowed to do it on Shemitah for the next year. Because here the Rambam is allowing you to do it what? Even on Shemitah, for Shemitah. So how would the Rambam interpret our Braisa, which says, only Marbitzin, and we're making, what does that mean? Must be, the Rambam believed that what type of a field is the Braisa? Only a Stei HaBaal. Correct. He would agree with Rashi. Precisely. That's why Rashi may have gone to the emphasis of saying that this case is talking about a Stei HaBaal, because otherwise, once you have a Beis HaShalachin, there's no Chiddush whatsoever. So the Rambam, by omitting it, he doesn't paskin this. He doesn't paskin this way. He allows you to engage only for a Beis HaShalachin. That I allow you to do. But if it's a Stei HaBaal, I don't allow you to do it. Don't allow you to do it. Even if it's for after Shemitah, or if it's for what? For Erev Shemitah, for Shemitah, I don't allow you to do it. Don't allow you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It could be a mosaic that, because we always say Marbitza case involved. So maybe the Rambam could use that.
Could be. It's possible. That is possible. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue to the next mission, next Avach. Marv? Okay, I'm for it. Nothing against Marv?